Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. The Hall of Famer, the logo Jerry West, will join us. As we look back on Bill Russell's impact in the NBA on and off the court, Jerry will join us in about 25 minutes from now. Russ played 13 years in Boston. He won 5 MVPs, made the All-Star team 12 times, led the Celtics to 11 NBA titles. But he was more than just that. I think if you looked at the sum of his parts, then you saw a great basketball player. But as far as his skill level, different. And, you know, not as refined as we see with other big men or players now. You know, limited as far as dribbling goes, went to his left a lot, wasn't a great shooter. But his ability to understand the moment, what do I need to do to make this team better? And the fact that he won 2 titles as a player coach, that's how much respect he had with his team. That Red Auerbach turned the team over to Bill Russell. And he's in the Hall of Fame as a coach and a player. And the first black head coach to win a championship. But as I said in the first hour, but I'll reiterate this, study up on Bill Russell. Because I could tell you stats or I could show you video, but it's not about highlights. Bill Russell was not about highlights. His highlights had to do with life and what was important to him. He was good at basketball, but I think there are other things that were far more important. He wanted social justice. He wanted equality. There were times when, you know, the African-American players couldn't stay in the same hotel. They couldn't eat at the same diner. These were things that Bill Russell was a great basketball player and then also had to deal with this, like real life issues. And even in his, you know, adopted town there of Boston, had moments that were, you would think maybe a visiting player might experience something. When you hear what happened, when somebody broke into his house, used the N-word, put the N-word on, tore up a pool table, Somebody had defecated in his bed. This is in Boston. And granted, you know, we don't know how many people felt this way, but he was a star player. They won titles because of him. So sometimes it's like Jackie Robinson. When you go, well, his stats aren't that great. Oh, imagine every day you go to a game and people hate you. People want to kill you. Your teammates don't like you. Some teammates don't want to play with you. So you go to the game and that's how you start your day. And I think Bill Russell, to do what he did, how he did it, how he carried himself is another thing. You know, Jackie Robinson carried himself a certain way because he had to. Or at least it was best not to incite and make this any worse than it was. But Bill Russell wasn't afraid. You know, he was there. He understood Martin Luther King. He wanted to be there. That was more important than basketball was. And I think when you think of Bill Russell, read about Bill Russell. It wasn't just the championships, because he won in high school, he won in college, he won in the NBA, he won in the Olympics. But he was so much more than that. And he was one of those personalities that I didn't get to interview him. I didn't get to see him play in person, but I was around him. And all I did is watch. I was at an NBA event, and I just watched him. And I couldn't wait to hear his laugh, because it was an infectious laugh. There was no other laugh like it. And I loved hearing that. Because there's part of, you know, you see somebody's face, and it's a roadmap to their life. And who knows what he endured and how it affected him. But he was being honored at an NBA event. He was up there with Shaq and Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo, Kareem. And they're giving Bill an award. And there's a pause. And I think people thought, oh, gosh, you know, Bill up there in years, you know, not embarrass yourself, you know. And then Russell looks at all these big men. And he starts pointing at all of them. And then he goes, I would have kicked every one of your asses. And everybody in the audience just loved it. Got a standing ovation. So read about Bill Russell. Today is not the day to watch highlights of him. Today should be a day to understand, really, who the man was, not just a basketball player. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and all the great affiliates we have. Debo Samuel is signed, sealed, delivered for the 49ers, which is great news for Trey Lance because he's going to lean on him this upcoming season. Deshaun Watson ruling happened. We got information around 8:35 this morning. 6 games, no fine. And I'm going to guess the NFL, who has 3 days to appeal, will probably appeal this. I don't know if you go, because if they don't appeal, and I don't know what this means, and maybe the audience can help me. If he had gotten 10 games, are you okay? Like, he got 6. Now it feels like he got away with something. Only 6? The NFL wanted an indefinite suspension. The Players Association thought, okay, maybe there's a compromise here. But I was told both sides were firmly entrenched. That was the expression that was used. But the grand jury, 2 grand juries, didn't give him anything. He settled all but one of the cases. He settled a couple of them last night. By the way, yesterday he got his first payment from the Cleveland Browns signing bonus. $15 million yesterday. That'll go a long way in settling those civil cases. But, you know, when the judge said, you know, there's a pattern of behavior here. But it was nonviolent sexual contact. And I go back to, is he guilty of, you know, soliciting a prostitute? You know, he's coercion. He's paying people. you know, the number of women who came forward, the number of women who didn't come forward, the number of women who don't want to have their name attached to this. So I still think one of the issues, and I'm waiting to have somebody tell me this, with the Cleveland Browns or Deshaun Watson, man needs therapy. When the judge says there's a pattern of behavior, egregious. Can I force you to do that? I guess not, but I don't think, you know, it's like Deshaun Watson, yeah, everything's good. No, he's still the same guy. I'm guessing. That should be addressed. No matter what the sentence is. No matter what the punishment is. And you're the Cleveland Browns. This is your investment. Can you ask him? Can you suggest? You've already signed the contract. I don't know if it's in the language or not, but I certainly would have had it because I want to know who the hell he is. You going to pay him $230 million? $45 million signing bonus? I'd like to know who you are. Feels like it's a little late in the game. By the way, there was a quote that was attributed to Warren Moon. Warren Moon, a Hall of Famer. He had to start his career in Canada because no NFL team wanted him. And TMZ talked to him about what was happening with Kyler Murray. And Warren Moon said it's a slap in the face to all African-American quarterbacks. Well, it's a blanket statement that it's not a slap in the face to all African-American quarterbacks. Because if we're singling out Kyler Murray, then what about Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson did really well. So I don't think it's a slap in the face for all African-American quarterbacks. By the way, the quarterback agreed to this. His agent agreed to this. Cardinals put it in, and it's still an issue with Kyler Murray. Because Kyler wants to blame the media. This isn't about, you know, a slap in the face. This is Kyler needs to study more. That's all. And we wouldn't have known about it. You guys agreed to it. So it's a slap in the face that Kyler was a part of. So I don't agree with Warren. And Lord knows, Warren should have been in the NFL, went to the CFL, played for Edmonton. And he was truly a victim of, are blacks smart enough to play quarterback? Now, you can also factor in maybe Warren's size. Nobody threw a better deep ball, prettier deep ball than Warren Moon. So it wasn't one of those, well, quarterbacks, you know, they're athletic, they run. No, that's not the case. Like, it feels like you can't have a blanket statement and then talk about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, this has, you know, he's the one that's involved in something that has to do with race. When an unnamed scout says if he wins 12 MVPs, he wouldn't be a tier one quarterback. That sounds racist. I mean, that's a biased, a prejudiced. Like, what are you saying? Oh, he's not like the other quarterback. If he won 12 MVPs, like, how stupid does that sound? 12 MVPs and he wouldn't be a tier one quarterback? You shouldn't be a scout then.
Kind of understand why that quote is anonymous, just because it's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But I understand what Warren Moon is saying. This isn't a slap in the face to all African-American quarterbacks. Although you did have one of these scouts say something about Patrick Mahomes, sort of like referencing, you know, that he's a guy who can get things done. You know, he's not the cerebral quarterback. Without saying that, it feels like that. So I certainly understand it. But Kyler Murray, he's on his own island here. This is somebody who doesn't put in the time. It doesn't mean you're not smart. You're not putting in the time. There's a difference in that. Yes, Marv.
He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated playing video games.
Yeah, yeah.
So this isn't something that, you know, was made up.
Yeah, and you know, it can't be a slap in the face when you look at what Deshaun Watson got paid. Yeah, and Lamar Jackson's going to be the highest paid player in the game here soon. And Mahomes got paid. So there are people in the NFL who are smart enough to understand the value and the investment. But Kyler Murray just needs to put in the time, and he hasn't put in the time. You can take it out of the contract. The problem still exists. Yes, Don.
And when you're actually on record admitting that, when he says that, if things come naturally to me, I don't really need to do a whole lot of that. So he's saying it himself.
Cameron in Indiana. Hi, Cam. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So hear me out about this Deshaun Watson whole situation. He doesn't have any sort of law degree or criminal justice degree from my knowledge. So before all this came out, somebody had to educate him on what he could do, X, Y, and Z, that he could get away with. Somebody from the Texans organization, somebody somewhere. They had to know this was going on, and that's my whole problem with everything.
Oh, I don't think somebody who acts as irrational as he did is not going to have a rational approach to being irrational. I mean, he was jeopardizing everything. You even had one of the therapists saying, like, you know what you're doing? Like, basically, you're jeopardizing your career by doing this. I don't think that he was going, you know, I got some nice legal advice that I can get away with this. I mean, he's very, 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 very lucky. Yeah, Paul.
There's an article I found, Cleveland.com. Watson did briefly talk about that. It's been a long year and a half. Remember he talked out of nowhere about 3 weeks ago, right when they reported to camp? He said he had done some counseling and talking to people to make sure his mental health is straight. But he didn't elaborate and didn't follow up with any questions. But he did say he did see a counselor. He didn't say whether it's mandatory, whether it's voluntary. Very little details, but that was reported.
I think it's important for him to address what the judge said. I think that's really important. When the judge says pattern of behavior was egregious, Deshaun, what are you going to do about that? This is the judge's ruling. How are you going to better yourself? Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to see how reckless the behavior is.
Yeah.
Regardless of if there is any type of assault or anything, even if you remove that and say nothing illegal did happen, even still, just to have that volume of different partners is reckless.
And he says he's seeking counseling. Well, I hope he continues to seek counsel. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, you know, as much as you want to have Kyler Murray studying, I'd like to make sure Deshaun Watson is going to see somebody to understand. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior here. That would be a concern for me if I'm the Cleveland Browns. Where's my quarterback? What's he doing? I will take a break. Great Jerry West will join us as we get his thoughts reminiscing about Bill Russell. Jerry went to 9 NBA finals, or he lost 9, I think, and 6 of those were in consecutive seasons to the Celtics. So he might not have fond memories of Bill Russell. But knowing Jerry, as humble as he is, I'm sure that he'll say some nice things about facing Bill Russell and what that was like. That's coming up next year. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Seton saw my pullover here, my zip up here, my Linksoul
Looking
zip.
Sharp.
Yeah. It's kind of rust color. Mm-hmm. And it's got a nice little pocket here. And he goes, Linksoul, huh? I go, yeah, absolutely. Linksoul. You can wear what we wear. You can get into the same pants that we wear, the Boardwalker shorts if you want that. You can stay cool with some great things that they have, specifically designed fabric, and it's designed to be moisture wicking and quick drying. They use laser technology. They add precision cut perforations, giving you maximum airflow. Featured in the Boardwalker AC short, the Saturday workout short, or the classic chino. AC technology comes in every style you need. We got record high temperatures. You're in the backyard. You're going to a graduation. Yeah, you're going to a barbecue. It want to make sure you look good, but feel good. And you can do both with Linksoul. The Boardwalker AC collection, keeping you cool in more ways than one. The entire summer collection, Linksoul, LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. IndyCar Nashville, the IndyCar Series, Motors on NBC and Peacock. Next stop, Nashville IndyCar, Sunday, 3 Eastern on NBC. And Peacock. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. We're lucky to have Jerry West, the Hall of Famer and Clippers consultant, won an NBA championship in 1972. Certainly crossed paths with Bill Russell quite a bit, and Jerry kind enough to join us on the program. Jerry, let's start with Bill the player. If people didn't see Bill Russell the player, how would you describe him?
Well, I think, Dan, obviously, he was the most unique player, I think, that came into the league at that point in time. He was kind of a forerunner of what we see today, these active big guys who can move out in the court. He could play out in the court. But his activity level was probably what made him stand out more than anything, particularly on the defensive end. And I think that that was the advent of people starting to understand the importance of the defensive play in this league, and what one man could do to disrupt other teams. It allowed you to do so many things, to hide weak defensive players that sometimes people would take advantage of, and they were smart enough to use him the right way. They would funnel guys to him, but driving to the basket, he would alter shots and or block shots that seemingly took away 2 points, and also ignited what they like to do best, is run up and down the court. But more than that, He's a man who probably changed the way the sport is looked at today. Everyone looking for a big gifted guy. And over the years, as we've seen it changes in the game, particularly because of the three-point line, I think his unique style of play will be what someone is looking for now more than ever, in the sense that hopefully there will be a better offensive player than he was, but remarkable player, but more importantly, a remarkable man.
How aware were you of Bill when you went to the hoop?
Well, early in my career, Dan, because I'd never seen a player like this. I was probably an athlete before my time. Could go in there and jump over most people. You had to really be careful with him. And early in my career, he really bothered me a lot because I had the ability to get by people. And with him back there, you had to learn how to either make a pass, and which would help players if they were gifted enough to do it. And then more importantly, how to look for him before he got there. That was the most important thing. You almost had to identify him. And I was able to do that later in my career and had much more success playing against him because of being aware of where he was all the time.
Also, he's one of the first, and you would know better, felt like he blocked shots and kept shots in play, whereas Wilt might have blocked them out of bounds. It felt like Bill Russell blocked him to then start a fast break.
Well, there's no question. And today you watch players, block shots, and everyone gets really excited about them blocking the shots into the stands and everything. It would be nice if they could just tip the ball to their own people. And my goodness, when you're in driving situations, Dan, it's the ideal time to run out on teams because teams are anticipating maybe an offensive rebound. They'll be leaning toward the offensive end if they're offensive players. And the defensive players, if a ball is tapped or deflected off the board or someone, that's when today's players really take advantage of open courts because they're so good in the open courts today.
Did you ever talk about you guys meeting in the finals? Did you ever get a chance to talk to Bill later in your careers about playing for championships?
Dan, he and I are probably a lot closer than anyone would ever thought. I'm happy to say that I was a friend of his. I knew a lot about him personally. We shared a lot of thoughts. Some of the things that he said about me will live forever. And I have something in my bathroom that I've had up there vividly displayed in my bathroom for years. And it was the night that they'd had a night for me here in Los Angeles. And he had said something about me that has resonated with me for years. And he talked about the respect of players in the league that they had for me, the respect they had for me. And he also said in there, maybe more than any man I've ever known, but his last thought was, he said, "I just wanted you to be happy." And over the years, he was great friends with Jim Brown. They lived together, talking about how they could help make a difference in minority communities, be people who help keep in sight what their focus was. One of the things they used to do, and both Bill and Jim, I talked about with Jim too, they used to drive across the country together every summer. Bill would laugh about it in the sense that he said, "Can you imagine two giant black guys driving out across the country in some little small town, and they pull up and here are these two legendary sports figures?" But more importantly, just how committed they were to help making a difference in the minority communities and the awareness they brought to the athletes in the league, even at that point in time when it was not in vogue, Dan, at all.
He wanted you to be happy. What did he mean by that?
Well, Dan, as you know, it's pretty well known that, I've had some awful dark days in my life and even still today. And coming from him, I think the pain that me and other players that played for the Lakers at that point in time to get beat by them, I think 8 times in the finals, was really very traumatic. And at the height of my career, when, I could I didn't take a back seat from anyone at those days. And it came up short all the time, and particularly to the Celtics. It was hurtful. It was, even to this day, I think about it. Think about how people might view you as a champion. And even though we won once and I played on a lot of great teams, a lot of success afterwards, it was not the same as the team that you really wanted to beat were the Celtics. And because they had such great excellence, he won 11 championships as a player coach. It's pretty remarkable that I don't think we'll ever see a winner like that in any sport again, because I'm not sure it's the leagues are established that way today. Players traded, free agency changed the destiny of a lot of teams. And also, when you lose a player of his caliber, if you can imagine if he would have been a free agent, what might have happened then? It would change the dynamics of a lot of teams.
We look at Michael Jordan as the greatest of all time, but Russell's the greatest winner. Why don't we recognize, if winning is the ultimate, why isn't Bill considered the GOAT?
Well, today we honor individual achievements. You know, I watch today in sports and here in Los Angeles and in Orange County, we have two incredible baseball players on the Angels teams that, you know, everyone doesn't understand why they can't win. Obviously, they're not good enough to win. Mike Trout and Ohtani. And I look at those players and I marvel what they're able to do and be the most valuable player on a team that wasn't a great team at all last year in Ohtani. And I say to myself, you would think that those awards would be given to teams on winning teams. They're not. They're recognized as for individual achievement. But again, as I say, today the sports have changed completely. You know, it's about self-promotion. It's about also a lot of about social media. And there's so many kids today who are really into that. And I think probably one of the things that's most shocking to me is when kids go to college today and they're on they're on these social media pages and they have thousands of followers in places that you never heard of. Basically, I mean, instead of the big cities where you expect most of the publicity to come from. So there's a different approach, I think, to sports today than maybe we've ever had before. And Bill's excellence, not only as a player, but as a human being, will far outlive some of these others, in my mind, I believe.
How was Red Auerbach during a game to you? You ever say anything to you?
No, I didn't talk to anyone, Dan. I really didn't. You know, everyone used to get, when he would like it, light his victory cigar. I heard a lot of things said in our locker room, particularly one of our late coaches, about what he'd like to do with that cigar. And and obviously he never had a chance to do that because we were never able to beat them. I had great admiration for them. But there were 2 years that, and I'll say it to the day I die, that we should have won. We had the best team and we did not win. And that's what's even more galling when those things happen. But, you know, you have to, I think you learn from losing. You have to learn to lose with class, but it still doesn't take the hurt away if you care more than the average person. And I always felt I did care more.
If you could replay one game in your career.
Oh boy. I think maybe the first time we'd ever played in the, NBA Finals, and we get beat in a seventh game in Boston Garden in overtime. Game was tied, and Frank Selby, who was playing for us at that time, he and I are in the backcourt. He made a shot to put us in overtime, and he missed one that would have won it for us. And I always used to love moments like that. And they had double teamed me and Elgin Baylor. We were playing together, late Elgin Baylor, who also was an incredible friend of Bill's. And we were not able to get the ball. And, you know, people will talk about Frank for missing that shot. I will never talk about him because he made the one that really mattered. And he was a very good shooter. He missed a shot that I'm sure a lot of us would like to have, but that's sports. That game, I just a lot of nights, even today, I go to bed and I said, oh my gosh, I wish I could have had that for the last shot. And again, I don't know if I made it, would have made it or not, but it's something that that I wish I'd had an opportunity to do.
The wins don't stay as long as the losses do, right?
No, absolutely not. Not with me. I have very high standards, Dan, in terms of what I felt as an athlete. I felt that if you could play, you played. We played under a lot of different times, a lot of different eras when the league was just changing. Frankly, Bill and I think Elgin Baylor and myself, we brought a different perspective from an athletic standpoint that the league didn't have then. There were a lot less great athletes. Like today's game, we see enormous athletes today, and you just see them getting better and better and all at all time. And particularly with a lot of the things that we see players do today. But, it was a very prideful time for anyone who really cared. And those times were the most meaningful times in my life because winning meant everything to me. And even today, it still means probably more than most people would ever imagine.
In that series, you averaged 31. Elgin averaged 40. Elgin missed that window. Like, he's the first true athletic superstar in the NBA. And I only saw him at the very end when he had his knee injury. But just knowing what he did, how he did it at that time, it felt like Elgin's maybe the forgotten superstar in NBA history.
Well, I've said that a lot, Dan. I think he was so quiet, and he just played the way he played. And to watch him some nights, I used to say, oh, my God, where did this guy learn how to particularly shoot the ball off the board? And he had amazing instincts to rebound the ball, and particularly on the offensive end. And even a better teammate, but he has been forgotten. There's no question about it. And I think
he averaged 38 and 18 one year, Jerry. Well, you should know this. 38 points, 18 rebounds.
Oh, my gosh, yes. he was an athlete before his time, and his just due has never been there for him. And I think of the problem that happened, he got hurt a couple of times later in his career, which really – we're at a time in his career when he was just still a great, great player. And at that point in time, obviously the doctor and medical care was not like it is today. And it did rob him. And for me to watch someone who I loved to watch play when I was playing with him, some of the things he would do. And I think people say, well, how do you even concentrate on that? Well, for me, it was easy. The ease that he would do it, and instincts are something that you wish all people had, and particularly great instincts, which he had. But he was a remarkable player himself. And as I mentioned, when we used to go to Boston, if Bill would have invited me to the house, and I really didn't even know him because I was so quiet, he and Elgin used to have dinner together. Will Chamberlain, he used to have dinner together. And he used to act like that these guys hated each other. And it was just completely the opposite. And I think it was about respecting a black athlete's ability, not only to be players, but be treated as human beings. And that's exactly what he was about a player. And also his activism was incredible. And I applaud him for that. But we lost a giant of a man, not only in person, but in stature of what he accomplished in this league and outside of the league.
That laugh. There's no other laugh like his.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. He was just a wonderful man. And I will miss my times. Just every time we saw each other, we always ended up together some way, somehow. And our talks never varied. They were always the same. And his famous, I don't call it laugh, I call it cackle.
Yeah,
that will resonate in my mind forever.
Always great to talk to you, Jerry. Thank you again. Well, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Dan.
That's Jerry West, a Hall of Famer, Clippers consultant. He won the title in 1972. NBA Finals MVP in 1969 when they lost. I think, what, 14 years, 14 times an All-Star for Jerry West. Last call for phone calls. We will close up shop after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. I got the odds to win NFL Coach of the Year. DraftKings just sent these to me. Anybody want to take a guess? Odds on favorite. Anybody remember who won Coach of the Year last year?
Celtics?
Sean
McDermott?
Sean. My guess is
Bill's
Sean.
Head coach? That sound right? All right.
Oh, did you say NFL?
Yeah, NFL.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said NBA.
Celtics. I was like,
I thought you said NBA.
No, I said NFL.
No, you said NBA.
I did not.
Sorry about that.
Odds to win the NFL Coach of the Year. Todd.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Second on the list.
Ooh.
Nice try just because it's your Broncos. Seton, you got one?
Bill Belichick.
No. Marv.
Mike McDaniel.
Third on the list. Paulie.
Zach Taylor, the Bengals?
No.
Wow.
He's been a guest on this show.
Not Bill Belichick.
He's a former quarter. I think he's a former quarterback. I'll give you Nathaniel Hackett is two, Mike McDaniel three, Doug Peterson four, Josh McDaniels five. Number one on the list, favorite to win NFL Coach of the Year. Yes, Marv.
Frank Wright.
Frank wrong.
Oh! Oh!
I think I just blew it myself.
Brandon Staley, Chargers.
All right.
Dayton grad, Brandon Staley.
He's a regular with us.
Yes, yes. A couple of phone calls in here. Chad in Texas leads us off. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Dan, it's just a kind of a question here with the Jerry Jones and the Jimmy Johnson thing. I thought back in August of last year when Jimmy Johnson was being inducted into the Hall of Fame that Jerry Jones tried to upstage that by announcing him into the Ring of Honor. So did he change his mind?
I don't know. It's hard for me to follow this, Chad. I thought that they had come to some kind of kumbaya when Jerry announced that or presented Jimmy with the you're going into the Hall of Fame moment, I think. I don't know. It just seems silly. Just put him in. The more that the longer it goes, the more it becomes an issue for people. Then they think there's something really there. Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just want to say how much I enjoy when you have Jerry West on. Awesome. But I've got a stat of the day that I'd like to present to you guys.
All right. Hit the music.
There have been NBA players who have won an Olympic gold, an NCAA championship, and an NBA title. Quinn Buckner, Anthony Davis, Magic Johnson, Casey Jones, Michael Jordan, Clyde LeVay, Jerry Lucas, and Jerry West, and Bill.
All right. Stat of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Scott in L.A. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. With respect to Elgin Baylor, I have a story. I was with my girlfriend at the time roughly 12 years ago, and we went to Nordstrom to go shoe shopping. You know, that's always a great time. I sidled up next to a gentleman I didn't recognize at the time, and he's got his wife and daughter and probably literally 4 feet of shoes stacked up in front of him. Well, he's sleeping. We're there roughly 25, 30 minutes, and the girls tap out. My wife's kind of done, and they wake him up. I look over, and I'm like, oh, Christ. And I get to say hello, and I have great respect for him. And they get everything together, and as my wife picks up, you know, maybe a third of what they purchase, he said, let me take care of that young man, and we can both get the hell out of here a hell of a lot quicker. I said, with all due respect, I appreciate it. That's not necessary. It's a pleasure meeting you. And he said, no, I insist. And before I knew it, all the things are loaded up and they wouldn't take our credit card. They would have been handled.
So Elgin picked it up?
He did. I mean, without my, I said, no, listen, that's not necessary. I'm not looking for that at all.
Wow.
And his wife and daughter couldn't have been more polite. They were just great people. And my girlfriend, at the time was like, who is that? And what's going on? And I said, does he owe you money? Or I just said, no, come on. What are we talking about here?
No, that's and nice. That's a nice story. Thank you, Scott. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was asked about, was he dressing like Nick Cage last week? And he did look like Nick Cage, Con Air. And Aaron Rodgers talked about that.
About 2 months ago, somebody said, man, you really remind me of Nick Cage. Before I could get offended, they were like, no, it's a huge compliment. I find him very attractive. I thought about doing it, But the night before, I didn't have my beater, my top. I was going to meet up with Alan Lazard and have a conversation about kind of expectations and focus, what we wanted to work on together going into training camp. And I said, hey, by the way, I said, this is going to be a weird question, but do you have any beater tank tops? He's like, that's a weird question. And the answer is no. I said, well, you know, if you're out and about and you want to pick one up, you could bring one by. So he brought one by.
Yeah, the
schmedium. I was still on the fence. It was a schmedium for sure. I was still on the fence, but I woke up in the morning. I said, ah, screw it.
Yeah, may need a different term for that T-shirt there. But he did. He was channeling his inner Nick Cage. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few. Let's see. Joe Namath in 72 signed a two-year contract worth $500,000 total. The highest paid player in the game. Seattle Seahawks made their preseason debut in 76. They lost to the 49ers. Pete Rose in 78 ended his hitting streak of 44 consecutive games. In 1986, star tennis player John McEnroe and Tatum O'Neal were married. That was a big deal. She was very famous. Mm-hmm. In 1993, Reggie Jackson was moved into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
This day in 1973, the Virginia Squires traded Julius Erving to the Nets. They got George Carter, the rights to Kermit Washington, and $1.1 million in cash. That seems like a little lopsided there. Just the same. Todd, what'd you learn today?
A very worthwhile suggestion by you. It's a good day to read up on Bill Russell, the human being, not just admiring highlights from his basketball career.
Seton O'Connor.
Jerry West. I hope you have a good day, buddy.
Humble. Todd, what did I learn?
Jerry West still has not gotten over some of those NBA Finals losses to Bill Russell and the Boston Celtics.
Get M-Drive Boost and Burn, Burn Fat, Boost Energy, Support Healthy Testosterone, clinically tested ingredients. For my listeners, get your first 2 weeks M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Do it again tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this Monday show, and what a show it was. You can hear it in my voice. Still got all that energy. Why? Because every great day starts the night before. Sleep Number. You know, there's Sleep IQ data that shows sleepers who use the 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. So that's up to 170 hours per year. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Plus, you got to have energy. You got beach days, fireworks, family barbecues. You want to make sure that you're ready to go during the summer months. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Well, because you want to keep that energy going all summer long, all year long. And right now, save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. The queen now just $1,299. Sleep Number's lowest price ever. Only at Sleep Number stores, or you can always go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Tell them we sent you.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.